Good morning, good morning, good morning. Today we hear about a whole bunch of people, and they were with Jesus, and they were all hungry. How many of you have ever been really, really hungry? Really, I'm surprised at that. I'm surprised at that. I don't think any of you really know what it means to be really, really hungry. I really don't. But there are people in the world who know what it means to be really, really hungry. And these people here, they were with Jesus all day long. They were hearing him teach, and Jesus was healing their sick, and they had nothing to eat. So the disciples told Jesus, send them away. Send them back into the villages so they can go to a restaurant and buy anything they want to eat. Well, I don't think they had restaurants back then, but that's what they meant, to send them away. Don't bother Jesus anymore. Don't bother Jesus anymore. Just send them away, go away, and don't come back. But what did Jesus say? They don't need to go anywhere. You give them something to eat. And what did the disciples say? Well, they described, as we know from another gospel, that there was a little boy there who had 5 loaves of bread. And how many fish? 2 fish. That's what I have in my lunch right now. I have 5 loaves of bread, and I have a fish, and I have another fish. But I'm not going to share. But the little boy did, didn't he? There's a reason why I'm not going to share, because I want to direct you away from the food and direct you to what Jesus did. What did Jesus do? He looked up into heaven, and what did he do? He gave thanks. Jesus gave thanks. That's a key for us, dear young friends. Jesus gave thanks. He looked up to heaven and he thanked the Father for providing for the people. And what did the Father provide for the people? Well, first of all, he provides from the earth. Many of your moms and dads or grandpa and grandmas are farmers. It is through God, it is God working through them that they provide for you and for me from the bounty of the earth. We thank God for our farmers. And it is proper for us to give thanks to God for those who produce for us. But Jesus also did something important after that. Not only did he give thanks to the Father, but he also gave to the people. Jesus didn't keep it for himself like I'm doing, because I don't want to mess down here. And I don't have enough bread to share with everyone. But you know what? Jesus does. There will be a day when all of you will come to this altar, and you will hold out your hand like this, or the pastor will put the bread into your mouth. That's Jesus actually giving to you. There's a day that you will come to this altar, and you will take a cup, and you will drink from that cup, and it's Jesus giving to you. And that's the importance of what we're talking about today. Jesus gives, and he gives, and he gives, and he never stops giving. Now, the most important thing that Jesus has given to each of you is what? What is the most important thing that Jesus has given to you? Faith. Faith in what, Tom? That you, on the last day you will be found in, or you will be welcomed into heaven. The most important thing that Jesus has given all of us is salvation. And here, Jesus is feeding the people, but in this feeding of this people, the people are realizing that Jesus is God. Well, later we know from the book of John that they call him the Bread King. The people's minds and their hearts weren't right. But your minds and your hearts are right, because you know that Jesus is your God and he is your Savior. And he feeds you today, not only one day with bread and wine, but today he feeds you with his word. So listen closely today to the sermon. Listen closely to the liturgy, what we're doing here in church, because that is the word of God feeding not only you, but moms and dads and grandpas and grandmas and everyone. Everyone who's looking at you right now. And because of that, we thank Jesus. So therefore, let's do that. Let's thank Jesus by folding our hands and closing our eyes and praying. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for being our King. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving to us your kingdom, and for giving to us food that mom and dad give to me from the bounty of the earth. For we know, Lord Jesus, that food really comes from you. Lord Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. And all the children said,